Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, this is Kelsey.
Kelsey, I hear you're looking for D-picks.
I am. Do you have any that you could share?
You know what? I don't, because I'm terrified that if my phone were to ever get hacked, my shame would be made public. What's going on? It's K-Rock calling. My name is Klein. Thank you for being on with us today. All in the name of science, right?
Of course. It's all for science, so send them my way. You're 18, right?
Not emotionally. No one wants D-picks. Don't send D-picks. Stop with the D-picks. I've been airdropped a D-pick before. It was alarming. I could only imagine.
How have you?
I can only imagine what women must go through on a regular basis with guys like us trying to flirt. Everything about the penis I find pretty much hideous. Why did you decide that you were going to attempt to collect all of these D-picks? How did that thought even come to you?
So what happened was last week I woke up to my own unsolicited D-pick. I didn't want it, didn't ask for it. Some guy was messaging me, "Why don't you ever talk to me?" And I think to get my attention, he thought that was a good idea. It wasn't a good idea, as he quickly found out. I complained out into my network of followers, and a friend messaged me back saying, "Hey, what do you think of this idea for automatically filtering out these messages?" So I said, "Hey, that's an awesome idea." He put something together in just a couple days. And when it came time for testing, I was wondering, you know, how are we going to get all of these pictures? How are we going to figure out if it works? I decided to make a new Twitter account specifically for that purpose. And it just started going crazy. You would not believe how many guys were just waiting for an excuse to share their penis.
Sounds like a bit of a snowball effect, but you probably can't say that in this case, right?
Can I say that?
No, probably not. But here's the real question now. You are a scientist, or you are just a regular person that knows what it is like to receive an unwanted, unwarranted D-pick? And is there really ever a warranted D-pick?
You know, there are warranted D-picks. I have talked to friends who've been in situations where, yes, they do like the D-picks if, you know, they really like the person and they're expecting it. But if it's an opener, especially from someone you don't really know, that's when it kind of gets into gray territory. You know, I am just I'm a regular person who has received D-picks before in the wild, but I'm also a technology enthusiast. I love to code. I am a student in IT currently, so it's kind of in the same vein.
I just found out that we are not allowed to say "in the same vein" during this conversation either. So those are two phrases we're going to have to ignore. In all seriousness, though, you are trying to do something for the betterment of society, right? That is the plan. You want to make it so if people do not want to receive a D-pick, it can be filtered out. And the way that you figured this is possible is if you were able to collect enough of them. And I don't know how many enough is. I don't know if it's by the inch or by the, I don't know how it works. But when you're able to get enough of them, you can figure out some sort of an algorithm or whatever it is you smart people do. And you can say anything that resembles a D will now be blocked or filtered out. Even old men, sometimes I think their faces look a lot like penises. They probably would not be able to do selfies anymore, right?
That could be the case. And, you know, that's something that we'll have to work through if it does become an issue. Luckily for us, there are already prepackaged solutions available where someone has gone through millions of pictures and said, "This is a D, this is a D, this is a D."
Let me just say to anyone who's upset about it being Monday, they're back at their job right now, just think about it like this. You didn't have to be the person to go through thousands of D's and go, "That's a D, that's a D. Nope, that's an eggplant. Now we're back to a D again." How many D's have made it your way in these few days?
Just hundreds and hundreds,
oh,
but it's
boy.
Still not enough. So keep them coming.
All right. And people can feel confident that that if they send you a D, it will be they will be anonymous. It will be used for science.
Yep. It's a way for them to take control of their manhood and use it for the good of society and science. We actually have some T-shirts available that say, "I showed my D for science."
Oh,
so You know, if people are proud or want to make their parents proud, they can buy the shirt.
All right. Well, if people are listening to this and they would like to send a D in your general direction, how can they go about doing that? You're speaking to at least 15 people in all of Southern California right now.
Amazing. The place you send it to is not my personal Twitter. It's the Twitter Show Yo Dick. It's Showyodiq.
Beautifully said. We will get the word out there, and maybe together we can join forces and we can stop unnecessary D-pics once and for all.
Let's do it. Cyber flashing is not okay, and we can stop it. I think that this will be really good for getting the word out there, you know, get some of those California D's in the mix, and let's see what happens.
I came up with a good slogan for you because I know you're just starting. Maybe this is the one you decide to go with. Tell me if you like this. 2468. Okay. Stop showing your d***.
Ooh, I do like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.